As Hashem, continue with Mishnah and Siman Lamed Beis. We are in Sif Chav Gimel, Shir number 85. Discussing the importance of writing the letters, all the letters, correctly. Not just that, but if a word has, a word was called a mole, where you can write the word with a vav, even though the vav does not necessarily add to the pronunciation, or a chaser, taking away a letter, that the letter does not need to be there. We don't want to add extra letters, and we don't want to take away letters. Now, imatzo shechiser ois achas. When Sifchav Gimel, Mechaber tells us, if you find you forgot to write a letter, shechiser ois achas, is there any solution? Says the Mechaber, ein loy takona. No, you cannot fix it. Ein loy takona. Shim kein, the reason why there's no solution is because the pasuk says, as we've learned in the past, v'hayu, as part of Shema, v'hayu hadvorim ha'ele, and these things, v'hayu chazal darshanat, v'havyoson yiyu, the way they are written, that's the way we have to write them as well. And we cannot go shalai k'seder. V'im yiter ois achas. Now, if you wrote an extra letter, in the first case, you forgot to write a letter. So we said it's possible. What happens if you wrote an extra letter? You wrote two yuds, you wrote two vavs, two letters. Is there a solution in this case? Yesh lei takana al yidei sheyigra oiso. There is a solution, you can fix it by scraping away im hi besoif teiva oi betchilasa. If it's in the beginning or the end of the word, or in the beginning of the word. There is a solution by scraping it away. Why is the Mechaber not saying the middle? Aval imhi be'emtza teiva, but if the extra letter is in the middle of the word, once again, you wrote two yuds, two vavs, two aleves in the middle of a word. Ah, so as Rab Nachum pointed out, so now you're creating a space.
Two words.
So it looks like two words. It doesn't look like one word. So that's a big problem because it's not the tsura, it's not the word that we need. So if the extra letter is in the beginning of the word and there's already a space from one word to the next, or it's at the end of a word and there's already a space from one word to the next, so then you'll have a little bigger of a space because you see there's already a separation between word one and word two. But smack in the middle of a word, if you have an extra letter and you erase that letter, now you're going to have a psul because it looks like two words. Says the Mishmur Sifkot in Kufches. We said if you find you forgot to write a letter, a letter of a word. Ein loy takana, there's no solution. Ba'ashlama, you cannot fix it. Says the Mishrua, Umayri, we're talking about a case. Shimikan at seifa parasha yeshemah she'enam nimchokim. Vilavach yigra at seifa. The Mishrua is pointing out a very important point, which is that we have to be talking about a case where you already have Shemais of Hashem written over here, because if not, there is a solution. You take out the eraser and you erase what you wrote. In other words, like this. Let's say in the seventh word in, you notice you missed a letter. So, or we said here, yeah, you missed a letter. So we said, if you missed a letter, it's too late. Because you can't squeeze it in there, right? Because they're going now, like you say, they're out of order. So just erase everything until there. Now that's only possible if you didn't come to Hashem's name yet. But if you have Hashem's name, you can't erase Hashem's name. That's an Issur D'oraisa. That's what he's pointing out over here. The reason it has to be in order, as Behav Yosin Yu, as the Pasuk says, Perush Kesedah Shenichtu Vois B'Torah, you ksuvin. The order, it was written in the Torah. That's how we have to write the tefillin and the mezuzahs, as well as, of course, the Sefer Torah. The truth is that Bavos and you does not apply to Sefer Torah. Of course, you have to write in the right order, but if there's a mistake, you could go back. Shloika said it does not apply to Sefer Torah. It's interesting. We would have thought that, if anything, it applies to Sefer Torah.
Yeah,
but is, you think it's more strict. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. Ois Achas, he's missing an ois, a letter. Vim kosav teva yaseira. What happens if you wrote an extra word? Kosav teva yaseira. yigrereno, you should megarer, you should scrape it away, v'yuchol laniach hamakom cholok, and you can leave that space blank. So if you wrote in the extra whole word, so think about it. It's not changing the reading. It's not like the first case we had, which you had suggested that the problem is correctly that now you take a word and you split it into two. That's two different words, or maybe it's nothing, but it's not what you need. But if you have an extra word and you erase that extra word, so there's just a larger gap between one word to the next that you could do. In fact, we're gonna see that in certain cases, you can even fill in that gap. What are those examples? Let's say the previous word, the last letter was a resh. The last letter of the previous word was a resh. You know what you could do? You can take the top of the resh and extend it, or the top of the dalet, if the last letter was a dalet, and extend it out and fill up the gap. Or sometimes you have a tuf that has that little leg at the end of the tuf. You can extend that leg to some degree, and what you're doing is you're filling in that gaping hole of the parchment, of the cloth. Now you're not changing the resh, dalet, or tuf examples we gave to a whole different letter. You're extending it to some degree. This can be done, as is discussed in the Poskim. So he says, see, yigrena v'yuchel laniach hamakom cholok, and you can leave this place smooth. Ve'im ein loy oisiyos me'ateva shelofanav shiyu yuchlam shichon b'makom hahu ve'ein echolak paisel kol she'ein b'mkoyim ha'kishir ha'revach she'bein parish l'parish ha'shu be'kidei tesosiyos. Now, in the brackets, the Mishmur says this suggestion that if you don't have a letter that you can extend, right? And once again, the case is you wrote an extra word. Let's say you wrote aleph sof, s. You wrote an extra s. And we all make mistakes like this whenever we write things, on a day-to-day basis. We write something, or when we type also, and we type, we notice, oh, you wrote the same thing, say, the, twice. You wrote the. So it's a very common thing. So here he's saying you could erase it, and you could extend another letter, but you have to make sure of something. How much of a space from one word to the next word would already be too much? There has to be a limit. In other words, you can't have a whole shura with three words on the line. Vahafta, space, S, space, Shem, space. It doesn't look like a sentence. So how far apart from each other can the words be? So the Mishmur tells us over here, it should not be more than tes oisiyos. The space from one word to the next cannot be larger than the amount of nine letters. Tes oisiyos. If it's larger than the space of nine letters, that's a different psul. That's another invalidating reason over here. However, he says sometimes there is a solution even if the space is of nine letters. How so? Kigoin shiyochel hamshecha ois min ateva shelofanel kedei lemait harevach shel tes oisiyos. So he says you can also be mamshech the letter from before it. Like we explained, take the resh, extend out the resh a little. And sometimes we'll even see that the previous letter, in other words, of the new word, well, 2000 suggests that if you already wrote it, so you can't lengthen. But sometimes you can do that as well. In other words, let's say before you wrote it, you see there's a bit of a space. What you can do is, once again, let's say one's a resh, lemar, lamed aleph mem resh, so extend the resh, and then the next word, you'll also have that ability to extend the first letter of the next word to, once again, fill up the hole. That is also sometimes a possibility. Next time you take a look in your Sefer Torah, you'll see sometimes the R, you get again aliyah. Of course, read the words along, but you'll notice sometimes there are certain letters that are extended because the cipher wants to make sure that the letters end at a certain place on the row, in the column. And sometimes when you write a little too close to each other and this and that, you're leaving a space that there's mukav kavilas, there's parchment everywhere, but still you want to make sure this is a solution that they do. They extend the letter to fill up that row, that shura. He says back inside, in the scenario where the tefillin would actually become possible because of a space. So he says you can have a case where the top of the hay can be extended. The top of the kuf can be extended forward to lessen the space. Why? Because if we're talking about a case of tefillin, and if you can't fix it, your whole thing, your whole tefillin is possible. So this is another solution to lengthen the top gag of the hay of the hay or the kuf. Rafa Pishal Yidei Ham Shachulo Yeha Regel Shel Hahei Vakuf Bisoifa. So the Mishru is raising an issue that even though if you lengthen out the leg of the hay, the leg of the kuf will not be at the end of this letter. Normally speaking, that little leg of the hay or the long leg or longer leg of the kuf is at the end of the letter. Correct? Mm-hmm. Says not a problem. Enk pay the bidyevid. Bidyevid, we have to take everything into account. You have a situation of either having, unfortunately, puzzled tefillin because the space is more than nine letters. Or you have a situation of having the leg of the hay or the kuf not in the best place. Okay, it's bidyevid, still kosher. So we will extend the gag of the hay or the kuf. The Prima Gadim says, the beteva kfula. In the case you have a teva kfula, an extra word, toiv yoyse limchay kashniya. It's better, toiv yoyse limchay kashniya, to erase the second word. In other words, the question is, you have an extra word. So which is the extra one? The first one or the second one? Yeah. So he says, erase the second one. What does it make a difference which one you erase?
That's a mistake. The second one's a mistake.
Oh, very good. Exactly. So it says the Prima Gadim like you, the teva rishayna kedin nichtav. If you wrote the first letter, the first word rather, so the first word, that was obviously written correctly. It happens to be the second time you wrote the word lemar, that was the mistake. So why should I erase the first one? That's what the Prima Gadim is telling us. Vim kodom, koidem harishoyna, yesh ois shiyoch lemoshchoy, to yoysa shiimchok, teva rishoyna, kidei lochosh, afledas, bin latam, the shir, parisho, hu, gimel oisius. Now, there is an exception to that rule. The Prima Gadim first told us, if you wrote two words back to back, so you have an extra word, which word should you erase? The second one, because the first one was written correctly. Mm-hmm. However, if the two words were written, and then you have the ability to extend from the previous word, let's say there's a resh there once again, and you extend the gag, or the kuf, or the hey, the gag, the roof of the letter, and to a point where, to be chayshish for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that if there's a parsha with a space of gimel oisiyos, three letters between one word to the next, that's already a problem. Now, how do we say we paskin? We paskin with nine.
Nine, yes, nine.
But Rabbeinu Tam, you call Rabbeinu Tam, he'll say three. So what do we always want to do? We always want to try to fulfill the opinion of other opinions, Rishonim. Take that into account. So in that case, if you can erase, because you can extend the letter from the end of the first word, the previous word, so you'll erase the first word that was written extra, because the last letter has that ability to be extended and even to fulfill the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. In Sif Kodin Kuf Yer Aleph, you have a question? Mechaber told us, Vim Yiter Ois Achas, if you have one extra letter, he says here, Yeshle Takono, there's a solution that you can scrape it away.
Mishum
the parsha does not become possible because of chak toichos. Now, the Mishru is telling us there's no concern of a psul of chak toichos. So chak toichos, we said, is when you scrape away the letter, but you're not forming a letter by scraping away. The only psul, not only, but the general psul of chak toichos is when you are forming a letter because of erasing, because of scraping away. But in the case where you are not, forming the letter through chak toichos, so then this is not a problem. Okay, let's see further in the Mishmur Sivkotin Kuf Yud Beis. He says here near Kishtei Tevois that if Aval Imhi Be'emtza Teva, we said if the letter is in the middle of the word, you cannot scrape it away, because now when you scrape it away, it looks like you have two words. It could be sometimes Tikkun Moyel, it could help the situation Al Yedei Sheyigrena V'Yimshoich, turning the page, so he says there are times, there are scenarios that you could still take away the middle letter and still have a good word. Ayin Mechaber just told us you can't. So the Mishru says, because you can extend a letter. You can extend a letter. Just like we said, extend a letter at the end of a letter. So it could be, depending on which letter you wrote extra and what letter is next to it, you could extend that letter also.
Even in the middle.
Why not? Why should the middle be different than the end?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he says, for example, if you wrote the word La'avayisech and you wrote it Molei, Vav. In other words, the word Lamed Aleph Vez Vav Saf Yud Chaf should not be written with a Vav. Should not be a Vav after the Beis. La'avoisecha. Yigereno V'yimshecha Beis Shilafaneo Shetimali Mekoima. So, scrape away the Vav and make the Vez a little longer. Fill it up a little longer. V'chein, so too, Im Hatikun Toli b'chof oy dalit oy rei she'efshul ha'amshichun ma'at le'malei mokoyim oy sayisir oy she'yigreno she'nigro. So here also, if the previous letter is a beis, is a chof, is a dalit or reish, you could also be mamshich, you could lengthen those letters. But if the letters that is possible to lengthen them is after a letter, the extra word vav. So let's say you wrote the word sa'ar with a vav after the aleph. So that's what's the aleph of. She Evshalim Sheikha Resh Lacharea. You can't make the resh longer backwards. You can't go backwards. Ashi Yigra Raglo Tchilov and Imsa Shabitl Tsurasa, because then you're gonna ruin the form of the letter. If you ruin the form of a letter, that's not gonna help. That's a different psul. So when you can't go back, because when you erase the letter, you can't go forward, and you can't go backwards, now you have a problem. And when you fix it afterwards, now you're writing out of order. One other possibility, he says, is to thicken both letters, the letter in the before and the letter after. So, for example, let's say you have the extra vav and you scrape away the vav. Now, but you can't be mamshich. You can't stretch the letter before the vav that you just erased. And you can't go backwards to the letter after that vav that was just erased. What you could do is thicken both letters. If you can thicken the letters to the point where you are erasing, for the most part, that space, you could still save the tefillin or mezuzahs. Now, why is this not a problem with Shalokia Sidron? Why is it not a problem going out of order? And the reason is because why? You didn't go out of order. It's the same words, the same letters. You just thickened it. That's the important rule, that when the tsura is still there, the form is still there, you're just adding on a little to it. The same way you can scrape away of that letter, let's say it's touching the cloth, and you scrape it away. Did you form the tsura? No, the letter was there. So that's why it's not a problem. She'ein b'zeh mishum shino ois. Ma'i she'ein kein kesho oisi ois she'ev shalam shichon. Hein lefnei ois, ha'yuseira. However, if the letter, she'ev shalam shichon, that you can't stretch it, is before the letter, that extra letter, azayev shalam shichon, ha'arbe mi'bli she'yigra mi'hem klum. So now, you can stretch out, if the letter is before, a reisha, you can extend that, extend, right? Or the hey, or the kuf, like we just spoke about. So then, extend it further, and you don't have to add any thickness to the previous letter. Fine. Ach, yeshli stopik. Mishra has a question now. Yeshli stopik. B'matzois harishon shidun aliyos choser. The word matzois. The word is supposed to be without a vav. The first matzah. Okay? U'kosvoi molei, and you wrote it with a vav. You see how important every letter makes a difference? V'kotzli molei. U'mochak achar kach havav. And afterwards, you erase the vav. U'mochak achar kach havav. You erase the vav. Imoyel arichas hatzadik l'mata achar kach. Is it going to help to extend that tzadik afterwards? Adilmo kol oid she'enei maricha oyis l'maylo Nechshav kishnei tevois afal pisha samcho milamato. So here's the shaila. And let me show you in the picture first. So we said like this. We said you have an extra letter in the word matzois. Mem tzadik vav saf. So you erase the vav and you extend the bottom leg of the tzadik. You extend that bottom leg. So the shaila is, with all these next few questions, is if that is sufficient because you're not extending the top part of the letter. By the resh, by the dalid, by the hey, kuf, you only have one part of the letter to extend. Right? So you only have one part of the letter to extend. So it doesn't matter that you're pulling the gag further. Oy dilma, kol oid she'enei marich ho'ois l'maylo, Nechshav kishnei tevois. But if maybe you don't extend the top part, it's like two words. Af al pi yishe somch milamata. Even though you did extend the bottom part. Now he gives two other examples. V'chei noisein, the word noisein nun saf nun shemishpat liyos chas. It's supposed to be without a vav. It's not supposed to be nun vav saf nun. V'chei hoitziacho, the word hoitziacho im kosoi molei, if you wrote it full with a yud. In other words, you wrote a yud after the word tzaddik, hoitzi acha. Before the aleph, after the tzaddik, you wrote a yud. And then you have to erase it. Okay? B'chol eilu yeshes tapek im yesh lehem tikkun b'harich ho'oyis lefanov l'mata. And all these shailas, the question is whether or not this will help if you are marich the letter before it, because you're only being marich one part of the letter. You're not lengthening both parts of the letter. Anytime it looks like one, looks like two words, it's possible. Right? That was our original issue. However, so this last piece, the Mishnah is explaining to us over here that if you extended the letter of the tzaddik, or if you extend the letter of the nun, and you wrote the yud right afterwards within it, so now it's one letter. The tzaddik, the nun, is one letter, even though the bottom leg of it is extended longer than it normally should. So the first part he's telling us over here, that if you put the yud right afterwards in it, The first opinion says it's okay. However, lechatchila, you don't want to put a letter within a letter. And that's what the words are. Avlim betchila saksiva mamshech regla tachtoin shel hanun vatzadi. And you write the next letter right afterwards, it's kosher. Because it's written as one word. Our whole concern is that originally you wrote a word, you erased the one letter, and now you want to extend the tzadi, you want to extend the nun. So if you just do the bottom part extension, maybe that's a problem. But if you originally write it like this in the first place, panai, pei, nun extended, and then yod right afterwards, so that's fine, because you wrote it like that originally. Ideally, we should not be extending one letter within another letter. This might be difficult for those not seeing the Sefer Per Halacha. That's why I suggest to purchase it. Any questions, please, the Olam should reach out, leave a message, call me, email me, however you want to contact me.